Om Shanti. There was a rich man who was totally engrossed in the material world, totally lost in the world of sense enjoyment, the world of spirituality, the world of God, the world of devotion was unknown to him, and he was becoming more and more immoral. His activities were degraded. And once he happened to cross a bridge, and below that bridge a river was flowing. So as he was walking, he was carrying some flowers with him, and one of the roses fell down into that water below, and he felt quite sorrowful that he has lost one rose. But he just said, okay, now I cannot retrieve it. So suddenly he just remembered some word, some sentence, some line which he had known in his childhood, and he just said that line, Govindaya Swaha, means let it get surrendered unto God. After some time he had met with some illness because of long standing indulgence, and he died. So scriptures mention that this man reached Dharmaraj, who is the Lord of Death, and there is one auditor there, he is known as Chitragupta. So the God of Death has to decide where this man should go, to hell or heaven. So that Chitragupta tries to find out if he has done any good deed. So they find out that he has only one good deed. This man is quite surprised to know that even he has done some good deed. So curiously he asks, what is that good deed that I have done? So they say that you have done this good deed of uttering the name of God just once. Govinda means the name of God. Surrendering unto him means whatever you have done, that flower which he had thrown, which he had not thrown, accidentally it had fallen down. So this is the good deed. So they tell him that you have two options now. Either spend 10 minutes in heaven first, and then rest of the life in hell, or spend maximum time in hell and the last 10 minutes in heaven. So what do you choose? So this man was already given to enjoyment. So he said, I choose first 10 minutes of heaven, just 10 minutes. So he enters the heaven, and in the 10 minutes he says, I want Caesar's. And he gets the Caesar, and he says, where is the rose garden in heaven? So he enters the rose garden, and there he starts cutting all the flowers. And every time he is saying, Govindaya Nama, means he understood that a small good deed made him land up in heaven. So if I do this with every flower in just 10 minutes, so how much fortune, how much punya, good deed, good charity I will accumulate. And it is shown that as a result of that, that man then stays in heaven permanently. So that's an anecdotal, utterly false story But falsity of the story doesn't deny the true message which is in it. Even small good deed, even small good act leads to a great fortune. So also, for a long time, when we do good deeds, then the fortune, the great fortune, the divine fortune comes to us. And that fortune is to meet God. And that too fortune is to be with God. So today's Murli explores, analyzes the fortune, bhagya, of we Brahmin children. Fortune has been compared to what in today's Murli?
Line.
Baba has compared fortune to multiple things. Like, fortune is a pen. Second, fortune is a pen. Fortune is a line. Fortune is the star. Fortune is the sun. Fortune is the wheel, chakra. Fortune is the door. Fortune is the tilak. Fortune is the suhag. Fortune is the blessing. Fortune is the treasure. Fortune is the... Yes, it's a play. It's a play. Bhagya. It's a play of bhagya. Then fortune is the... Anything else? Fortune has been compared to multiple things. Swing. Yes, fortune is also the swing. Fortune is the... star, crown. So fortune has been compared to multiple things in the world also, here also. So today Baba said, Baba is seeing what? He is seeing the lines of fortune. Where? On your forehead. But he had some problem. All lines were not similar. Some lines were very clear. And some lines were not clear, unclear. And Baba has mentioned Lakshan, signs of those children who have their lines very, very clear. And today's Murli, as I said, Baba said, fortune is the line. Fortune is also Adhikar. Claim to right. Fortune is also inheritance. Varsa. There are the three things in today's Murli. Fortune is lakir, line. Fortune is adhikar, and fortune is inheritance. And if somebody gets inheritance, he doesn't have to do any effort. Inheritance often comes hands down, very easily. So Baba has mentioned a very beautiful thing. When you imbibe this fortune, first thing, when you imbibe dharana, and second, when you make this fortune come into your actions, karma, that time the fortune becomes elevated. One, that times the fortune, the line of fortune becomes clear. It will not become clear if you just remember it, but what you have to do is, you have to translate this fortune into actions. You have to put this fortune into, you have to imbibe dharan. Imbibe this fortune. We are the most fortunate souls on earth. We are the most fortunate stars on this planet earth. Because our fortune is incomparable. Nobody can compare our fortune with theirs. And Baba has mentioned 9 types of fortune in today's Murli. What are they? Anybody has heard the Murli? Baba has mentioned total 9 signs of a fortunate soul. The first sign of a fortunate soul is that he himself experiences that fortune in every karma. What does that mean? It's a very deep statement. In karmas, he experiences fortune. What does that mean? While doing every action, he experiences, it is my fortune. What does that mean? God is always with me. I have been given this opportunity to do this seva. So there is a happiness. And that soul is doing that action, that seva, that deed, that service with lot of enthusiasm. Thinking that this is my fortune. Baba could have given this service to somebody else, but he has given it to me. So it is my fortune. And so every action, every deed, every seva, every karma is filled with joy, enthusiasm, ecstasy, happiness. And he is achieving, getting lot of blessings from all other souls. One is to do something listlessly, without enthusiasm. Another is to enjoy that work, enjoy that deed. So there is a difference. Two persons are there. Two brothers. For example, two Brahmin souls or two sisters. They are working together. But one is with enthusiasm, other is without enthusiasm. So there is definitely a difference in the result. So when you work with zeal, enthusiasm, animation, energy, verb, with that excitement, that this is my fortune, that I am doing this. This is the first sign of those fortunate souls whose lines of fortune are very clear. So every action, every seva should become a thing of enjoyment. Every seva should become a spiritual activity. Every seva should become a spiritual plaything. Every seva should become a medium, a channel for enjoyment, for blessings, for joy, for happiness. It's not that I have done a lot of seva, I have got tired now. I can't do any more. You get tired when you are body conscious. Baba says, you can walk down to Abu Road without getting tired if you are soul conscious. The tiredness is because of waste thoughts. The tiredness is because of body consciousness. A soul conscious spirit is tireless. First sign. Second sign of a fortunate soul is that even others will feel that he is very fortunate, looking at his chalan, chehra, looking at his behavior, at his face. Others will feel that this soul is very fortunate. And they do feel, when outsiders come to Mount, to Madhuban, they feel that every face is so happy, they are so nicely doing everything. But there are people who might feel jealous also, because they are not doing anything. They are just having their clothes washed, pressed. They don't have to prepare food. They get all food prepared for them, everything on the platter. So there might be people who might feel jealous, but definitely they will say that these are very fortunate souls. We don't have that fortune, but these souls have that fortune. So the second sign of a fortunate soul is that even others would appreciate, acknowledge, understand and feel that these are very, very fortunate souls. That's the second sign. The third sign of a fortunate soul is that their feet will not touch the ground. They will walk on carpet, or they would be in swing or lap. Carpet, swing or lap. That's it. They will not touch the ground. That is the sign of the fortunate soul. Their foot of intellect will not touch the soil of body. This body is a soil. Mud, matter, the desire to touch this soil, the desire to touch hands, the desire to touch somebody, the desire to touch this body is the fall of soul. Touch of body leads to the fall. So these souls, they will never touch soil. They will be always above the soil. Because this soil has lot of attraction. This mud has lot of attraction. This matter has lot of attraction. The spirit is attracted towards the soil. And outside they might give the name of anything. And sometimes it is ununderstandable. But after all, it is nothing but a simple attraction of the soil. And it has to be diagnosed at a very early stage, so that early treatment can be initiated. Otherwise, if you come in late stage with metastasis, the disease has already spread everywhere. So the third sign of a soul who has lines very clear is they will not touch the ground. The fourth sign is that they will not play with soil. What they will play with? Ratnam, pearls, diamonds, jewels. They will not love to play with soil. Playing with soil means to touch the soil, to love the soil. This is playing with soil. And what they play with? They play with pearls, knowledge, churning. That is the fourth sign. The fifth sign of a fortunate soul is that ignorant of desires, Ichha, Matram, Avidya. They are sampanna, they are full, they are having plentiful. So they don't have any worldly desires for name, fame or sadhan. Yesterday was the blessing, a slogan. So they don't have all these desires. So they are the great donors. The sixth is they are the great donors. Punya Mahadani. And they do benefit to others. In the same Murli, whilst talking with mothers, Baba said, you are Jagat Mata. You are, what is the speciality which you have? They are merciful, Rahamdil. That is their speciality of all the mothers. That's why, don't think of just your own house, but think of the world, of the whole world. That is your speciality, and Rahamdil and merciful means you will do seva, you will do service, you will bring benefits to others. So you are Kalyani, benefactor. Sixth, the seventh sign of a fortunate soul, Taj, Tak and Tilak. They have crown, Taj, they have throne and they have Tilak. Crown of what? That's a point for churning. Crown of purity, crown of responsibility. Takht, God's heart, throne. The throne of the soul, immortal throne, and the throne which we are going to get in the golden age. And Tilak. Recently Baba said in one of the Murlis, give Tilak to yourself. Eight, the sign of the fortunate soul, Tyag, renunciation, Tyag Dhari. They will be, without renunciation there cannot be any Bhagya. You have to give up things. If you keep on holding things, you cannot become fortunate. The more fortunate ones are those who have given up the desire for all sense enjoyments. All touching the body, all touching the soil, all playing with the soils, all the worldly desires, all working for the self, living for the self. But here, bahujana hitaye, bahujana sukhaye. For the good of many, for the welfare of many. Atmano mokshartham jagat tritiyaya cha. It is for the freedom of the soul and it is for the welfare of the world. That should be the life. What is the last sign? They will be like God. Just as God is egoless, God is incorporeal, and God is viceless. So they stay in that Nirakari, Nirvikari and Nirankari stage. These are the 9 signs of those who have their lines of fortune very, very clear. Then Baba met with Maharashtra and he said they are Mahan, but they have to make others Mahan. Baba met with Karnataka group and he said they remain happy and they have to make others happy. Baba met with UP group and he said to them they are Shitala Devi, they are the goddess of coolness and they have to make others the goddess of coolness. Then Baba also told about the glory of this land. Which is this land? This is the greatest pilgrimage, Mahatirth. This is the land of blessing, Vardhani. And there is a very, very, very powerful statement about Madhuban in today's Murli. What is that, Arvind Bhai? No, that is not that. You don't have to waste a single minute or thought in Madhuban. So not a single sankalp or second. And whatever you do in Madhuban, whether that is, Baba remembered 2 departments. Sabji department and Anaj department. Just as in the path of devotion, they go to the, great people go to the pilgrimage, then they sweep the floor. In the similar manner. You have come to this land. So at every step, in every karma, you have to fill your aprons with what? Vardhan, blessings. This is the land of blessings. So fill your aprons with blessings. Baba met with Kumars. They have to remain Nirbandhan without any bondage, and the greatest bondage is the bondage of the waste thoughts. Baba also said to them that you are intense effort makers. Baba also said to them that Kumar means those who have their old accounts finished and they start a new account, the account of the strength. And Baba also said to them that just as the father is, you also become. So that's the 2 groups of Kumar, and then there are 2 groups of mothers. First group, Baba said, you are Kalyani, you are Rahamdil, you have your Tyag and Tapasya, you are renunciates and you are Tapasvis. This is the life of penance, but also keep the balance. So that finishes today's Murli in short. Om Shanti.